from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Chamber of Commerce, KADIN, is to raise the theme of equalization of agricultural sector in Jakarta Food Security Summit, JFSS. Ministry of Communication and Information Technology blocks 800,000 negative sites and provides 200,000 positive sites. And now the news in detail. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, KADIN, reiterated its commitment to boost economic equity in the agricultural sector through the 4th Jakarta Food Security Summit, JFFS, which will be held on March 8 to 9 in Jakarta. The theme which raised in the meeting is the economic equity in the sector of agriculture, livestock, and fishery through policy and partnership. Chairman of Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Rosan P. Roslani, in Jakarta on Tuesday, March the 6th, said that the agriculture is an important sector that determines the national economy because it is able to absorb labor in large numbers.
Kenapa kami mengambil tema tersebut? Karena kami melihat bahwa
why we raise that theme? Because we see that agriculture is the sector that absorbs most number of manpower, which approximately 32% of the total of 132 million people. So nearly 50 million workers work in agriculture sector. But its growth every year is only 3-4% on average, and their contribution to GDP is only 13-14%. Rosan P. Roslani moreover added that the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce KADIN Indonesia also expects agriculture to become the sector that can minimize the national economic gap through efforts to improve the welfare of farmers. According to him, the farmers are the key or party that determine the Indonesian national food security. Therefore, KADIN Indonesia will continue to encourage the development and innovation of the partnership pattern between farmers and businessmen. It cannot be denied that food security has a big influence on the conducive business climate in the country. The Ministry of Communication and Information Technology has blocked 800,000 negative sites. This was said by Minister of Communication and Information Technology Rudi Antara during his visit at a seminar Go Digitalization in Pangkal Pinang, Bangka Belitung Islands Province on Tuesday, March the 6th. Minister Rudi Antara also stated that the blocking of the negative sites as the government's commitment to protect the Indonesian nation from the negative influence of the internet. Minister Rudi Antara added that his site has made as many as 200,000 positive sites which are useful for Indonesian children.
Itu bergantung kepada stakeholders utama. Siapa stakeholders utama?
It depends on the main stakeholders, the Ministry of Women and Children Protection, PPA, the Ministry of Education and Culture, regarding the children have more time at school. There are also the parents representing the community. It will be discussed in detail. The ultimate goal is to keep our children from negative content. We have blocked 800,000 negative sites, but we provide 200,000 more positive sites, especially for school children or students. But I'm sure it's just a matter of time we'll pursue. The positive side will be much more than the negative ones. Although he admitted that negative sites are dominating the internet, Minister Rudiantara believes with the intensive efforts of his ministry, the domination will reverse, and the effort must be done by all related stakeholders to fortify the generations from negative influence of the internet. In addition to holding discussions, seminars, and exhibition of the national food commodity products, as well as innovations in agricultural financing technology, the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry (Kadin) will sign cooperation of rural partnership arrangements with the Indonesian Ministry of Rural Development, Disadvantaged Regions, and Transmigration in a series of events of the 4th Jakarta Food Security Forum (JFFS) on March 8 to 9. This was conveyed by Vice Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce (Kadin) for Food Processing and Farm Industry, Juan P. Ado, at his press conference in Jakarta Tuesday, March 6.
Di acara tersebut kami juga menyajikan.
From the event, we will also present the signing ceremony of cooperation with the Minister of Village, witnessed by the Coordinating Minister of Economy. We are together with the regions and entrepreneurs who cooperate in the partnership program of the rural area. It will be performed and hope it is the first step we do with the village minister. Juan P. Ado, furthermore, aided through the signing of the cooperation, the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce (Kadin) hoped economic equity in the agricultural sector can be realized and new innovations emerge in the partnership program between farmers and businessmen in order to create and improve the national food security. Chairman of the Foreign Affairs Division of the Indonesian Ulema Council (MUI), Muhyiddin Junaidi, said that trilateral Ulema Council themed the role of ulema in the world in creating peace is a forum to convey ideas and views in the capacity of ulema in an effort to create peace. The council is currently hold coordination intensively with Afghanistan and Pakistan to determine the exact date of the conference to be held in Bogor, West Java shortly.
Undang mereka ke sini dan kita akan netral. Kita
hanya we want to invite them and we will be neutral. We want to talk in accordance with our capacity as the Indonesian Ulema Council, especially on issuing fatwa or verdict. Once the meeting ended, we will hold next meeting where we will invite many countries largely. Muhyiddin Junaidi moreover said that it is important for Indonesia not to offend Afghanistan regarding that earlier the request to facilitate the peace process of Afghanistan was rejected by Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. Meanwhile, at the Kabul Peace Process Conference attended by representatives of 24 countries including Indonesia in the end of February in Kabul, resulted 7 points of agreement. The agreement are, among others, the government of Afghanistan is ready to hold dialogue to keep peace, to give opportunity for Taliban to enter in the political struggle, not weapons. This news comes to you over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Commander of the Indonesian military, Air Marshal Hadi Cahyanto, submitted annual announcement letter of income tax by online to Directorate General of Tax of Finance Ministry at the military headquarters in Cilangkap, Jakarta on Tuesday, March 6. Hadi Cahyanto said that the annual announcement letter of income tax through e-filing is a part of governmental efforts to improve administration system in Indonesia. The military commander further explained that the tax has important role in development process of the country. Besides as budgetary function of acceptance, tax has also conducted income redistribution function from people who have higher economic income to the lower income people. Therefore, it is clear that the tax has important role for country and very dominant in bearing the wheels of government and development budget. Air Marshal Hadi Cahyanto moreover explained that the Indonesian military TNI personnel and the TNI civil servants are obliged to pay tax for the state taken from their incomes. He also said that obedience to conduct the rights and obligation of taxation are the realization of love for the country among the Indonesian military TNI personnel as well as all citizens who become taxpayers. The Ministry of Technology and Higher Education, in cooperation with the World Indonesian Student Union, held an Indonesian International Education Fair or Scholarship Exhibition. The exhibition was held in Jakarta on March 6 and 7 and in Yogyakarta on March 9. This event is a series of one decade anniversary of the establishment of the World Indonesian Student Union. The Indonesian International Education Fair Coordinator Program, Kaulan Sadida, on Tuesday, March 6, explained that the event is aimed at appreciating the increasing interest of young generation towards higher education both in Indonesia and abroad.
Harapannya tadi ya, mudah-mudahan.
Hopefully, we can help our friends who are actually interested in continuing their higher education, especially for master and doctoral programs, so that they can get adequate information to register themselves to the campus or the scholarship list.
Kaulan Sadida further explained the students who participate in the exhibition are the students from the universities from the United States, England, Germany, Japan, Netherlands, and Taiwan. There are 55 booths that provide required information to register to the colleges at home and abroad. He targeted 5,000 people in Jakarta and 10,000 people in Yogyakarta will visit the scholarship exhibition. Previously, on Monday, March the 5th, there was also a meeting or forum between exhibitors and stakeholders related to the higher education in Indonesia. In addition to the education exhibition, within one decade of Indonesian Student Association anniversary, there will also be a national workshop at the Ministry of Education and Culture on Sunday, March the 10th in Jakarta. The Creative Economic Agency, or BECCRAFT, seeks to boost market share of Indonesian game and digital applications created by Indonesian nations, which continues to grow and improve its quality. The effort is based on the fact that Indonesia is one of the countries with huge game market potential and digital applications. However, the great potential is still not maximized yet. As stated by the Director of Infrastructure of BECCRAFT, Muhammad Nil El-Himam, to media on Tuesday, March the 6th, that the market share of games and digital applications made by local developers in the country is still very small compared to the one games and digital application produced by foreign countries.
Perkembangannya mudah, kalau kami rasa sih positif ya, makin baik, makin bagus.
The development is positive and better because the game market in Indonesia is quite large. But the market share of Indonesian game developer in local market is still very small. Even it tends to go down. Well, we hope with the existence of BECCRAFT, we can increase the market share. Based on report from Nuzu.com, last year Indonesia's game market reached $800 million.
Muhammad Nel El-Himam added that so far the creative economic agency BECCRAFT has made some efforts in the upstream sector to boost the competitiveness of games and digital applications made of the Indonesian nations. These efforts are realized through several programs such as BECCRAFT Developer Day, BECCRAFT Game Prime, and the latest is sending a delegation of game developers and apps Indonesia to perform in the 2018 Connection Game in San Francisco, USA, on March 19 to 21st. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian Chamber of Commerce is to raise the theme of equalization of agricultural sector in Jakarta Food Security Summit, DFSS. Ministry of Communication and Information Technology blocks 800,000 negative sites and provides 200,000 positive sites. And listener, that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled, Will Peace Between Two Koreas Come Soon? Listeners, diplomatic relations between South Korea and its neighboring country, North Korea, is entering a new phase. Last Monday, South Korean government special envoy visited Pyongyang and was received directly by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The two Koreas' encounter, which has never happened for more than a decade, is set to bring fresh air to the growing relationship of both neighbors. The official North Korean news agency KCNA reported that President Kim Jong-un received the South Korean delegation warmly at a special banquet. According to South Korean top officials, there were at least three important things expressed in the meeting. The first is good news. North Korea is keen to resume bilateral talks with South Korea over the suspension of nuclear testing. Second, North Korea agreed to hold a meeting between the two Korean leaders in Panmunjom next month. Panmunjom is a city on the border of the two Koreas. The third, according to a South Korean government delegate, North Korean president is also open to talks with the United States. The results of the initial meetings between the North and South Korean governments at least give hope to the peace efforts of the two neighbors who have been at war since the end of the Second World War. The people who more or less come from the same origins but are separated and live in two hostile states certainly hope that the agreement can materialize and the relations between the two neighboring countries continue to improve. Previously, there was already a sign of softening the relationship between the two governments, that is, when North Korea sent its athletes to join the recent Winter Olympics in South Korea. However, the occurrence of a historic moment is yet to be awaited. Experience shows that North Korea has previously broken its promise. For example, it broke a collective agreement on the suspension of a nuclear test in 2005. The reason for the breach of the agreement at the time was North Korea felt insecure after stopping nuclear tests which were intended to protect the country. Indonesia, as friend of the two Koreas, certainly hopes that peace can soon be materialized in the peninsula. And listener, that was commentary. Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with an event which occurred on March 7, 1967. The Provisional People's Consultative Assembly, MPRS, revoked the mandate of First President Sukarno. Sukarno, who was born in Blitar, East Java, on June 6, 1901, was Indonesia's first president who served during the period 1945 to 1966. He played an important role to liberate Indonesia from the Dutch colonial rule. He was also the one who set Indonesia's national philosophy Pancasila. He proclaimed the independence of Indonesia together with Mohammed Hatta on August 17, 1945. Sukarno signed the decree of March 11, 1966, based on the version issued by the Army headquarters, which commissioned Lieutenant General Suharto to secure and maintain the security of the country and the institution of the presidency. It was the basis for Lieutenant General Suharto to dissolve the Communist Party of Indonesia, PKI, and replace its members who sit in parliament. After being rejected by the Provisional People's Consultative Assembly, MPRS, at a public hearing on March 7, 1967, Sukarno was dismissed from his post as president during the special session of MPRS. In the same year, Suharto was appointed acting president of the Republic of Indonesia. Sukarno died in Jakarta on June 21, 1970, at the age of 69 years. We
turned to an event of the death of Papua Unity Fighter into the territory of Indonesia, Silas Papare. Silas Papare is the national hero of Indonesia. In December 1945, with his friends, he tried to influence the youth in West Irian, who were members of the Battalion of Papua, to launch a rebellion. The insurgency plan were failed for twice, while he was arrested and imprisoned in Serui. In October 1949, Silas Papare formed the Irian Struggle Association, which was aimed to assist the Indonesian government to free West Irian from the Dutch colonial, as well as to unite it with the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. On May 1, 1963, West Irian officially became the territory of the Republic of Indonesia. The name of West Irian was later changed to Irian Jaya. On March 7, 1978, Silas Papare died at the age of 54 years. And the last item from March 7, 2007, Garuda Indonesia skids off the runway at Adi Sucipto Airport, Yogyakarta. Garuda Indonesia flight number GA200 flight Jakarta-Yogyakarta exploded when stuck while landing on March 7, 2007 at Adi Sucipto Airport in Yogyakarta. The plane was flying from Soekarno-Hatta, Jakarta, carrying 133 passengers, one pilot, one co-pilot, and five crew members. It was also carrying 19 foreign nationals, among others from Japan, Brunei Darussalam, and 8 Australian journalists who were covering the visit of Australian Foreign Minister Alexander Downer in Yogyakarta. Witnesses said the fire was triggered by the explosion of the front tires on landing, so it spread to the fuselage. As a result of the explosion of the plane, 22 passengers were killed. Well, listener, that was Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to the regular segment of My Indonesia. Today we'll bring you a topic about Indonesia's manufacturing index is the highest in 20 months. The national manufacturing industry showed an increasingly aggressive performance in expanding its business and employment. This achievement is supported by the government by creating a conducive investment climate and providing business facilities for businessmen in Indonesia. This was conveyed by Minister of Industry Airlangga Hartarto in his written statement on Friday, March the 2nd. Minister Airlangga said the government had launched several packages of economic policy, deregulation policy, and debottlenecking accompanied with simplifying requirements and business license. Based on a report by Purchasing Manager Index released by Nikkei and Market, Purchasing Manager Index of Indonesia's manufacturing rose from 49.9 in January to 51.4 in February 2018. The Purchasing Manager Index above 50 was again achieved, since previously in December 2017 and January 2018 were below of neutral point. While the Purchasing Manager Index above 50 indicated that manufacturing is expensive. Moreover, the achievement of Indonesia's Purchasing Managers Index in February 2018 also showed the highest position in operational conditions since June 2016 or 20 months ago. Minister Erlangga Hartarto further said, the rise in the Purchasing Managers Index showed confidence in the industrial sector. Moreover, supported by the significant increase of doing business from 106th rank in 2015 to the 72nd ranked in 2017. The Ministry of Industry recorded that polls of some purchasing managers at Indonesian manufacturing firms conducted by Nikkei. The result showed that the industry is experiencing the addition of new workers because usually related to an increase in domestic demand. With increase of production, the company is able to raise the payroll for the first time in 17 months. The employment growth rate is the second highest level recorded during the survey. Referring to the data from the Ministry of Industry, during the period of 2015 to 2017, the number of medium industrial enterprises has increased significantly, reaching more than 4,000 business units until the second quarter of 2017, compared to 2014, about 1,200 business units. The increase is targeted to continue in the next 2 years, reaching more than 8,000 business units by the end of 2019. Meanwhile, the number of workers absorbed by industry in the 2015 to 2017 period has increased from 15,309,000 people in 2014 to 16,570,000 people until the second quarter of 2017. It was targeted to continue to grow until the end of 2019, up to 17,100,000 of labor to be absorbed by the national industry. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
This is Ania Sana with News in Brief. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry (Kadin) reiterated its commitment to boost economic equity in the agricultural sector through the 4th Jakarta Food Security Summit (JFFS), which will be held on March the 8th to 9th in Jakarta. The Ministry of Communication and Information Technology has blocked 800,000 negative sites. This was said by Minister of Communication and Information Technology Rudiantara during his visit at a seminar Go Digitalization in Pangkal Pinang, Bangka Belitung Islands Province on Tuesday. In addition to hold discussions, seminars and exhibitions of the national food commodity products, as well as innovations in agricultural financing technology, the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry (Kadin) will sign a cooperation of rural partnership arrangements with the Indonesian Ministry of Rural Development, Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration in a series of events at the 4th Jakarta Food Security Forum (JFFS) on March 8 to 9. Chairman of the Foreign Affairs Division of the Indonesian ULEMA Council (MUI), Muhyiddin Junaidi, said that trilateral ULEMA conference theme, the role of ULEMA in the world of in creating peace, is a forum to convey ideas and views in the capacity of ULEMA in an effort to create peace. Commander of the Indonesian Military, Air Marshal Hadi Cahyanto, submitted annual announcement letter of income tax by online to Directorate General of Tax of Finance Ministry at the military headquarters in Cilangkap, Jakarta on Tuesday, March the 6th. The Ministry of Technology and Higher Education, in cooperation with the World Indonesian Student Union, held an Indonesian International Education Fair or Scholarship Exhibition. And the last item, the Creative Economy Agency Bekraf seeks to boost market share of Indonesian game and digital applications created by Indonesian nations, which continues to grow and improve its quality. And listener, that was News in Brief.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to South Sulawesi Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, Indonesia is an archipelago country which has the beauty of nature. The beauty of nature is sometimes hidden behind the forests or at the corners. One of them is in South Sulawesi Province. This place is Apalarang Beach. Listeners, unlike other beaches, Apalarang Beach is located at the edge of steep cliff. Because of that, it is called Apalarang Cliff. The local people usually hold attraction by jumping from the cliff to the sea. If interested, tourists can also test their adrenaline by jumping from the cliff. But you do not have to worry. For tourists who want to go to the sea but they are afraid to jump, there is stair to the sea. The transparent water sea makes tourists easy to see its bottom. Besides swimming, tourists can also snorkel to enjoy the condition of the beach. Listeners, at Apalarang Beach, you do not have to worry about lack of supplies because there are a lot of restaurants which provide delicious food with cheap prices. At the restaurants, you can enjoy the catch of fresh fish from local fishermen. This beach is also completed with facility for tourist comfort such as gazebo, restroom and souvenir shop. Listeners, Apalarang Beach is located at Ara Village, Bonto Bahari Sub-District, Bulukumba Regency, South Sulawesi. To visit this place, tourists are suggested to use personal vehicles or to rent a car, because there is no public transportation. We also suggest hiring guide because the trip is quite confusing if you do alone. To the beach from Makassar City, you have to take the south by taking around 4.5 hours. Then the trip is continued to Bira Bay until Ara Village. Arriving at Ara Village, not long time, tourists will arrive at Apalarang Beach. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Apalarang Beach in South Sulawesi. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Fasilitas Hotel, or in English, Hotel Facility. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about Fasilitas Hotel, or in English, Hotel Facility. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly, twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Tony, a British man, and hotel receptionist. Let's follow the conversation. Receptionist, selamat sore. Dengan resepsionis, ada yang bisa kami bantu? Sore, laptop saya tidak dapat terhubung dengan Wi-Fi hotel. Receptionist, baik pak, silakan pilih jaringan mutiara. Tony, baik, apa kata sandinya? Receptionist, kata sandinya tamu hotel, tanpa spasi ya pak. Tony, sudah bisa, terima kasih. Receptionist, sama-sama pak. After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and items related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Laptop saya tidak dapat terhubung dengan Wi-Fi hotel. Laptop saya tidak dapat terhubung dengan Wi-Fi hotel. In English, my laptop cannot connect with the hotel Wi-Fi. Silakan pilih jaringan mutiara. Silakan pilih jaringan mutiara. In English, please choose a network of mutiara. Kata sandi. Kata sandi in English, password. Tanpa spasi. Tanpa spasi in English, without or no space. When you are in a hotel, you might be face problem like no connection with Wi-Fi because you don't know the password. Not only in hotel, but also in other public places which provide Wi-Fi facility. To know the password, you can use the words which are usually used. Apa kata sandinya? Apa kata sandinya? In English, what is the password? But if you don't know whether the place has Wi-Fi facility or not, you can ask, apakah di sini ada Wi-Fi? Apakah di sini ada Wi-Fi? In English, is it available Wi-Fi here? Well, listener, here is a conversation between Tony and receptionist as follows. Tony, sore, laptop saya tidak dapat terhubung dengan Wi-Fi. Sore, laptop saya tidak dapat terhubung dengan Wi-Fi. In English, my laptop cannot connect with the hotel Wi-Fi. Receptionist. Baik, Pak, silakan pilih jaringan mutiara. Baik, Pak, silakan pilih jaringan mutiara. In English, alright, sir. Please choose a network mutiara. Please choose a network mutiara. Tony. Baik, lalu apa kata sandinya? Baik, lalu apa kata sandinya? In English, okay, what is the password? Receptionist, kata sandinya, tamu hotel. Kata sandinya, tamu hotel. In English, the password is tamu hotel. Next, another example of conversation. Man, apakah di sini ada Wi-Fi? Apakah di sini ada Wi-Fi? In English, is it available Wi-Fi here, woman? Ada, namanya bahasa. Ada, namanya bahasa. In English, yes it is. The name is bahasa. Man, apa kata sandinya? Apa kata sandinya? In English, what is the password? Women? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. In English, 1, 2, 3, 4. Meanwhile, about writing of the word, when you are not sure whether it is wrote merged or separated, one or two words, you can clarify by asking, for example, pakai spasi atau tidak? Apakah ada spasi antara tamu dan hotel? Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the topic Hotel Facility. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We also hold monthly quiz with many interesting prizes. Please answer the question by expressing greeting first, the name, place of origin, address, and please send your answer to our email address at voi@voinews.id. Until next week with another interesting topics, sampai jumpa. Goodbye for now. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present some beautiful songs from Efek Rumah Kaca Group Band. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Cinta Melulu. Happy listening.
Nada yang minor.
Listener, that was the song entitled Cinta Melulu by Efek Rumah Kaca Band. The song is one of the leading songs by Efek Rumah Kaca Band. The lyrics usually criticize on monotonous music industry in Indonesia because it is dominated by romantic songs. In addition to Cinta Melulu, several other songs of the Efek Rumah Kaca Band are also full of criticisms of social and political issues. Criticism through a simple pop music is actually the main theme presented by the band that has been formed in Jakarta since 2001. Although the criticism and arrangements are always awaited, it takes 6 years of the Efek Rumah Kaca Band to be independently performed. After writing in 2 compilation albums with various other bands, Efek Rumah Kaca finally released their first album in 2006 and received many positive responses from the music lovers and cyberspace. Well, listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Menjadi Indonesia.
Oh,
That was the song Menjadi Indonesia by Efek Rumah Kaca Band. If the Indonesian theme songs from other bands always have positive nuance and raising the spirit of nationalism, the Efek Rumah Kaca chose another way. Through the song Menjadi Indonesia, the band reminded all people about the real condition. Since 2015, due to one of its personnel continuing his study in the United States, the Efek Rumah Kaca band reduced its frequency of its performance on stage. However, the band still took the time to satisfy its fanatic fans through a sudden celebration entitled Suddenly Concert in 2016 and Suddenly Concert Again in 2017. Listener, the Efek Rumah Kaca will become representative of Indonesia in the South by Southwest, or SXSW Festival, in Texas, the United States, on March 9 to 13, 2018. In order to successfully perform at SXSW, the Efek Rumah Kaca band conducting fundraising through the concert. Although it has already become a big band and famous in the country, the band openly declared that it needs the amount of funds to join the festival. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Di Udara and December by Efek Rumah Kaca Band. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.